So yeah, I think the spring's been productive. I feel healthy and strong and feel like I'm trending in the right direction. It's always kind of a good mix of working on stuff and getting stuff ready for the season and competing. So yeah, I'm in a good place.
Did getting named opening day starter really impact anything that happened for you this spring?
Not really. I attacked everything kind of the same way. Still threw my bullpen sessions the same way and kept my same pre-start routine from last year and stuff. So I don't know. I mean, that stuff's kind of more just a title, but same work as always, head down and just knocking stuff out.
We're standing in a room with a bunch of suitcases. It's starting to get real now.
Yeah, it's real. It's probably the side of stuff that people don't see. You know, you got to pack up your house in the off season, bring it to spring training, live here for 6 weeks, pack that up, get everything going. So we've got one truck going to Pittsburgh, one truck going to Houston. We've got just stuff flying everywhere, but it's kind of controlled chaos. We've done it so many times now that everyone seems to be in a pretty good place, but yeah, we're packed up and we're off.
Speaking of which, you guys seem like a very tight core of starters. How much do you feel like leaders for this team?
I don't know. I mean, we'll definitely lead by example. We work together. We communicate really well, and I hope people can pick up on that and kind of start taking that into the cage or into defense or whatever they do. But I think the biggest thing is we kind of lead amongst each other. So hopefully that's contagious, but we're not setting out to be world beaters. I mean, we don't take the field every day, so we need some position players, too, to step up and make their voice heard. But, yeah, I mean, what we do is just quiet. You know, workman-like mentality, and I just hope that's picked up on.
Speaking of which, what do you think of the guys behind you?
I've really liked having Gonzalez back there playing short for me this spring. Jung Ho's made some great plays at third. You know, I'm excited to see what Frazier can do playing every single day. That dude's just such a good baseball mind and a gamer. So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited for the defense this year. We've got a couple gold gloves in the outfield. You know, they're going to track balls down when it's hit, so they can go and get it. Yeah, it's been fun taking the field with them.
What do you make of outside expectations? Do you guys pay attention to that stuff?
I don't know. I mean, I think everyone probably sees something here or there on social media. But, you know, it sounds cliche, but we have our own set of expectations. And our goal is to make people believe, you know, they might call us crazy right now in spring. And then hopefully we get people on board and, you know, they start believing what we're thinking and what we're working on.
You know baseball history. Cincinnati was a traditional start of this season. Does that make this a little extra special given the history there?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard it's going to shut the city down and it's going to be packed. I've heard it's kind of a holiday there, so that'll be cool for them. The buzz around it will be cool. It'll be cool for the people I have attending, but, you know, I think it'll be exciting. And once you throw that first pitch after that, it kind of settles down, the buzz stops, and it's just another game.